look who's atop AOPA's shortlist for president. If you thought it was crowded at AirVenture, you were right. And Boeing expands Dreamliner flight training in Europe. This is Aero News for Tuesday, August the 6th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. It appears the field is narrowing in the search for the next president and CEO of AOPA, and one name seems to be rising to the top of the association's shortlist. ANN has received several messages in the last day or so saying that James Hagedorn may have been selected as the new head of AOPA to succeed Craig Fuller. However, an AOPA spokesperson would neither confirm or deny Hagedorn's selection, saying that the organization has no comment on the rumor, but that the field has been narrowed to a small number of candidates. AOPA says no final selection has been reached and no contract has been offered. Hagedorn is an alumnus of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. He was named president and COO of Scott's Miracle-Gro in April 2000. 3 years later, he was named chairman of the board and CEO. Embry-Riddle says that Hagedorn served in the U.S. Air Force for 7 years as an F-16 pilot, where he attained the rank of captain. The James Hagedorn Aviation Complex at ERAU's Daytona Beach, Florida campus is named for its alum, who is a graduate of the Harvard Business School Advanced Management Program and holds an ERAU degree in aeronautical science. Hagedorn flies about 1,000 hours a year in his personal jet, and both of his sons are pilots. Stay tuned as we'll update the story when details are available. EAA Chairman Jack Pelton said that the 2013 edition of AirVenture was an unqualified success, with about 500,000 people on the grounds over the course of the week. The organization said that more than 10,000 aircraft arrived at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh and at other airports in East Central Wisconsin. The official attendance figures from EAA indicate that the show was very comparable to 2012, with more than 500,000 people flying in or coming through the turnstiles. Pelton said attractions such as Jetman, the Terrafugia flying car, and the screening of Disney's Planes, which drew a record 15,000 people to the fly-in theater, were the most visible draws this year, adding, quote, "We overcame some big challenges this year, including a lack of current military aircraft participation, to produce an outstanding event," end quote. Meanwhile, the EAA chair is already looking ahead to 2014, noting that there are some big aviation anniversaries next year, including the 100th anniversary of the start of World War I and the 75th anniversary of the jet engine. Boeing is enhancing its flight training support for customers of the 787 Dreamliner with an additional 787 full flight simulator at the Boeing Flight Services campus in London. The new device will be ready for training in the first quarter of 2014 and will join two other 787 flight simulators currently used for training airline pilots in London. The third 787 simulator at the London Gatwick campus will expand Boeing capabilities in support of the growing needs of customers in Europe, Africa, and the Middle East who are taking deliveries of the 787. Boeing launched European 787 training in London in October 2010 with an advanced suite of training devices, including a full flight simulator, a flight training device, a cabin safety trainer, and maintenance training classrooms. In January 2013, to better support customer training needs in Europe, Boeing installed a second 787 full flight simulator at the London Gatwick campus. The new training suite will include a third 787 full flight simulator and an additional 787 fixed base flight training device. John and Martha King of King Schools have announced that they have released a free iPad and iPhone compatible app that connects to King Schools' online knowledge test courses and allows customers to download the course's video lessons. This means the video lessons can be watched at any time with or without an internet connection. This is a great solution when traveling or when connected to a cellular data service with a limited data plan. The free app is available in the Apple App Store and only requires a King Schools iLearn account containing at least one King Knowledge Test course. Once logged in, customers can navigate through the course and simply tap to download a lesson or to unload a lesson to free up space if needed on their device. In an effort to provide customers with the greatest amount of information through the most convenient medium, the Airplane Factory has created an iPhone iPad app for the Sling line of kit aircraft. The app contains useful documents such as builder's manuals, POHs, and maintenance manuals, as well as how-to videos for the aircraft construction and news about changes or new developments at the Airplane Factory. The app is titled Sling Builder and is listed in the iTunes Store for free. When Aero News continues, a Wisconsin balloon ride company goes bust, a plane crash false alarm near New Orleans, and Amelia Earhart to fly around the world.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues for Tuesday, August the 6th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Flying in a hot air balloon is an experience that has made its way onto many people's bucket list. But a growing number of ballooning hopefuls in Wisconsin are finding there's now a hole in their bucket, as a ride operator doing business as a Great American Balloon Company has filed for bankruptcy, leaving their dreams of flight deflated. In a follow-up to an investigative report aired earlier, Madison, Wisconsin TV station WISC revealed on Thursday, August 1st, a list of names of grounded customers who had prepaid for their balloon ride at a cost of about $200 each, only to have their flights delayed and rescheduled many times over, some for as long as 2 years. The list of names was 4 pages long. The company, a Great American Balloon Company, reportedly provided balloon rides in Chicago and Plainfield, Illinois, Lake Geneva and Madison, Wisconsin, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Phoenix, Arizona. The company's website, www.wedofly.com, apparently an oxymoron, carries a simple statement dated July 29th saying, quote, "After 28 years of service, a Great American Balloon Company is out of business. We want to thank you for your past business and tell you how much we enjoyed having you as a customer," end quote. The website directs customers to contact a bankruptcy trustee to file a claim for a refund. The company's assets are reportedly being liquidated. Firefighters in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, responding to a blaze last week, arrived thinking they would find a plane crash. What they found was a man's hobby going up in smoke. The two-alarm call originally came in as a plane crash, and there were multiple planes involved, but thankfully none that had crashed. Fire Director Joe Greco told TV station WGNO the story got, quote, "twisted around from planes being stored or built there to a plane crash. Come to find out, it was one of those ultralight planes that they would construct inside," end quote. Inside the flaming garage was one complete single-seat ultralight and two others under construction. The fire was also fueled by stored gasoline cans. Greco explained the second alarm was called because of the heat from both the fire and the environment. There were no injuries, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. Pilatus, Jeppesen, and the Wings Over the Rockies Museum have announced that they'll be sponsoring Amelia Rose Earhart's flight to circumnavigate the globe, following the original Amelia Earhart course as closely as possible. She'll be flying a Pilatus PC-12 with some modifications to the fuel system to allow them to fly the longest leg of the flight. The new fuel system will give the PC-12 a range of 2,200 nautical miles. Amelia, who learned to be a pilot 10 years ago, understood that with the name she was given, she had a responsibility to inspire and motivate others. She founded an aviation scholarship program called Fly with Amelia to help young girls learn to fly. To prepare her for her historic flight, she has been training on the PC-12 at SIMCOM in Orlando, Florida. For the flight, her co-pilot will be Patrick Carter, the founder and CEO of InFlightCam. Patrick has over 6,000 hours of flight experience and is also a flight instructor. The flight is currently scheduled to take off in June of 2014. It's expected to take about 2 weeks, in which they will make some 14 stops. They plan to use traditional media, video, and social media to keep everyone updated on their progress as the flight goes on. You can follow the flight planning and progress on the website at www.flywithamelia.com. I'm Glenn Moyer, and I thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.